So we've heard about the history of awareness campaigns and also just listened to this very critical perspective on businesses getting involved. Joining us now to talk more about who wins and why companies want to do this in the first place is Deborah Small. She is a professor of marketing and psychology at Wharton at the University of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What's in it for companies? Why do they want to get involved with campaigns around diseases?
Well, these brands care about their image, and consumers like brands that are perceived to be competent but also good. And so it's particularly attractive to a company if they can link up with a cause that their consumer base cares about. And that's why we see so many campaigns, cause marketing campaigns with breast cancer, because the biggest consumers of packaged goods in particular are women. And this is an issue that is near and dear to most women's hearts.
And how about the other side? Why would organizations that, you know, do breast cancer research, why do they want to team up with corporations?
So I think of this as actually three sides. So there's the company, which we discussed already. There's the cause, and there's also the consumer. So let me speak to both of those. So organizations want to be involved in these campaigns because they gain awareness by their association to brands that have lots of exposure, so particularly big brands. In addition to that, this oftentimes supports their fundraising efforts. So when a portion of proceeds is donated to the cause, multiply that times all of the consumers out there, that's significant revenue. Moreover, we think it often tends to be revenue from customers who wouldn't otherwise donate to those causes, but they're still going to buy their breakfast cereal and their cosmetics and so forth. And if they care just even just a little bit, then they might be motivated to purchase the one that has the pink ribbon in which, you know, 10% or however much is donated to the cause. And so it attracts, like, it's kind of a different segment for the organizations that they wouldn't otherwise engage through their regular fundraising tactics.
And what about consumers? How do they benefit from this, or do they?
Consumers definitely benefit. They benefit by getting to feel good while they're purchasing things for themselves, and that's fascinating to me. So they get this boost of do-good pleasure, plus they get to signal to themselves and oftentimes to other people by the display of the products that they buy. So think about a person wearing a pair of sneakers that has the pink ribbon on it, or a t-shirt, or carrying a coffee mug at work that has the logo of a cause on it. Well, that signals not only to the purchaser, but also to everybody they interact with, that they're a good person that cares about a cause. And so that has real social value to consumers.
So what are the drawbacks? Are there drawbacks?
I think the drawbacks come in a few ways. When customers become suspicious that the company has ulterior motives, then they can react against this.
How are these matches made? How do companies pick an illness, a cause to get involved with?
So I think the key criteria is that it has to be something that their customer base cares about. I think that organizations are looking for brands that will bring them a lot of exposure.
Do they have to take into consideration, you know, is this a healthy brand? Is this a healthy product?
That is really, it's becoming increasingly clear that that's important, that there has to be some congruence between the product, the brand, and the cause. Otherwise, consumers just react really negatively to it. They see it as hypocritical, as inconsistent. They don't know what to make of it when, for instance, a food brand that's perceived as not healthy is supporting some health-related cause. That just doesn't feel right to consumers, and that raises all sorts of suspicion and has really negative effects.
I guess there are consumers who like to buy a product that's associated with a cause because they're doing something fun for themselves while doing a nice thing. And then there are those who say, well, just send a check. If you want to do something good, don't buy yourself a pair of sneakers. Just send a check to your cause. Is that just two camps, or do some people do both, or how do people feel about this?
There are different views on this. So it's true that more good could be done in the world if people just wrote checks. However, a lot of people aren't just going to write checks. And so this is one way to engage that segment of consumers who wouldn't just write checks. Maybe next year, once they're already a little bit engaged, maybe next year they'll actually write a big check.
Deborah, thank you so much.
Thank you.